Hello and welcome to Radio Edu Talk. This is David Noble, as ever, but not in Dalgety Bay today. We're out and about, delighted as an adopted fifer to be along, finally, after all these years in Tayport, the far end, opposite end of Fife from where I live. And so first time in Tayport, and a place that I know really well, back from my younger days, a very, very famous football team that came out of Tayport, and it's lovely to finally be here. So I'm here with Margaret Robertson, and we're in the Tayport Community Garden, and we're going to find out about their links with the community and the local schools. So welcome to Radio Edu Talk, Margaret.
Thanks for inviting me to come along and have a chat with you. So I wish it had brought some sunshine with you, though, because it's just a tad wet.
Yeah, absolutely, and you might get that might kind of add to the atmosphere to, for listeners. It is getting heavier with the rain again in this wonderful Scottish summer's day. New first again for Edu Talk. It's an outside broadcast, so hopefully you'll get a flavour. You might hear some of the voices in the background. There's a science workshop going on, and we'll maybe speak about that later on. Just to start off with, Margaret, though, if you wouldn't mind just giving listeners a kind of brief background to your own career, either working with communities or in education.
Well, I'm retired, happily retired, and have spent quite a lot of years in teaching. And I must admit, I really do miss the children. Don't miss the paperwork, don't miss all the planning and everything that teachers are bogged down with. But it is nice, though, that I've still got a link with the local primary school, because they come down and they use the garden and in the outdoor classroom. And the head teacher locally has been very, very supportive, and I get involved with the planning, and so that the teachers, whatever it is that they are coming down to do in the garden, is interactive and hands-on, and also cross-curricular, so that the curriculum has actually been seen to be relevant to what the children are learning. We do a lot of science and a lot of maths in the garden, but we've also been involved with national things like the pollination survey and the big garden bird watch. We've got quite strong links here with the RSPB, because just about 2 or 3 miles in that direction, she says, pointing behind her, that the sea eagle's nest. So the RSPB come in, and we link in with quite a lot of our volunteers, our retired scientists or educators or whatever. We all play to our strengths. There's none of us expert in absolutely everything. But I think any teachers out there will appreciate this. We set up a camera with the RSPB, and round the garden here we have got a small stream, a burn. And one of the things that we made a very, very conscious decision of when we set the garden up was not to lock it, so that we were building like an ownership in the community. We haven't had any occasion for vandalism or what have you. It's been really, really positive. But when we took the film out the camera, yes, we got all the wildlife, and we also got three little boys peeing in the stream. So we told them, and we deleted that little bit of the film. But the kids were great, and they weren't causing any trouble or anything like that, but they certainly didn't think that they were on camera.
It's a form of ownership, I suppose. So well, maybe if you don't mind, Margaret, we'll take a wee walk round the site, and if you sure, as a teacher, you'll be able to very vividly describe what we're
bit of background first
to how we
came about?
Because it's still a fairly new project.
It's absolutely brand shiny new. The garden has just been in existence since February 16, when the contractors came in and put in the infrastructure. We've got a polytunnel, we have got a shipping container disguised with larch wood cladding to make it look a lot more aesthetically pleasing. We've got an eco-loo, we harvest our own water, our raised beds are made with sustainable larch so that everything is all as eco-friendly as we can make it. We can't say it's organic because of the specifics of what organic is, but we try along those principles as best as we possibly can. We are called PLANT, P-L-A-N-T, People Learning About Nature in Tayport. Mm-hmm. And if you want to go onto our website, you're more than welcome to. All the W's, Tayport Garden, singular, tayportgarden.org. Mm-hmm. You'll be able to see everything that we are about. Mm-hmm. We take the learning part very, very seriously. Hence, I've already spoken about the link with the school. But also, we hold workshops monthly. As a matter of fact, there is one actually going on as I speak, and the lady is a retired scientist. And she is taking the children for a nature watch. There won't be many pollinators out in the rain, so she'll be looking at things like what else does a garden need to be able to function, and then make the link into farming and foods and providing things for the population, things that we need. The other thing that we do is we have workshops for adults as well. We had one last week where we asked people to bring along soil samples, and we'd linked with the Hutton Institute. But this was people from Dundee University came in, and people from all over, it was actually really, really busy, came in with a teaspoonful of their soil, and it was properly analysed. So they went away knowing what their phosphorus was, what their all the different components of their soil, and what their pH balance was and what have you. So therefore they can make amendments in their garden if they wanted. Now, Christmas we also had another workshop where we had a florist came in, and we were making wreaths and what have you from holly and all that sort of thing. We've got pruning workshops, grafting workshops, all that, pests and diseases, all that type of thing. And all of this is free to the local community or anybody that just wants to pop in. You don't need to join in, sign up, no charge, whatever. You just come along. Mm-hmm. And if there's anybody in the local area or you're coming to Fife and holiday, check the website and you'll be more than welcome, you know, to come along. But the other thing that we're really, really keen on is our community links. And we link with the local secondary school and the guidance department. So if there are people that would benefit from extending their education in an outdoor setting, we've got some people coming along to do that. And that's overseen by the guidance teacher and the staff on site. We run a workshop for supported adults, and we've done the Caledonian Award with them, and it's 40 hours 2 hours a week for 40 weeks. It's 80 hours learning. There's a record and the portfolio and everything is kept. They've just finished the first level, absolutely thrilled to bits. And they're now going on to the second level, you know, come September. And
how does that work, Margaret? Is that self-referrals, or are you linking in with
We're linking in with Fife Council. We also link in with the carers as well, and the people can self-refer, you know, if they want. We do have limited spaces, though. But it was actually so successful this year that the Caledonian Assessor asked if two of our chaps would go down to, and it is all chaps this time, so if there's any ladies out there, you know, we need to balance the numbers, girls. They invited us down to give a demonstration at the stall at Gardening Scotland. So, and they're going to be presented with the certificates on the at the weekend, first weekend in September, at the Dundee Flower festival. So that's all very interesting for them.
And what about for the volunteers? Do they have the option to get awards or, I'm just thinking in one context, you've got the Saltire Awards and such like, so the volunteers, whether they're retired teachers or other people within the community, I suppose what I'm getting at is, what do they tell you they get out of it, whether that's formal or informal?
Well, we haven't got any particular award for volunteers, although you've just set the grey cells moving there. Maybe that's something that we could look at and develop in the future. Volunteers are actually, well, I can only speak for myself, what I get out of it. I have made an awful lot more friends simply because I moved into the village. My husband is a native of Tayport. I moved into the village and I found that a lot of people who are moving into the village find that the garden is an area where they can meet others and they can mingle. People are actually very generous with their time, and everyone plays to their strengths. I get an intrinsic value from it. I think sometimes my husband complains I'm maybe down here a little bit too often. I don't come down here and garden. I come down here to help with the activities, to help manage, and also I'm the chair of plant as well, so I'm on, I work on the kind of management side of the garden. But people come down, and if they want to dig, they can dig. If they want to plant, they can plant. But we have got another scheme on the go called the Grow at Home scheme, and my garden at home is big enough for me to cope with, so I can come down here and ask our gardener, Peter, who's absolutely superb. He was with the National Trust for 30 years, so he really does know his onions. So I come down, ask him things, I take it back, apply it to my garden. If by any chance there's a problem, I can make an appointment with him and he can come along and say, you're planting that in the wrong place, you're better with that breed, that type of plant, whatever. So, and if I get any extra produce from my veggie patch, I'll donate it to the garden, and similarly I can get things from here to take back. So it's quid pro quo. So I just feel that I'm extending my knowledge. Now I'm talking for me. And we have got a huge bank of volunteers.
I get a real sense that for many it's the idea of gardening as a kind of conduit into just a social experience and feeling part of the wider community of Tayport, so it works on a number of different levels.
Well, I think so. I haven't had one volunteer yet asking, is there anything that I can get out of it? Anyone that's volunteered is more than willing to put in. So you've posed me, that's something for me to think through. Very much so.
But something that the young people that we work with, and I know speaking to some of the other community-based projects, particularly with young people that are looking at employability or enhancing their CV, that they, you know, in our experience, we found the Saltire Award to be really, really useful. We're quite widely recognised, and the young people get credit for the amount of hours that they put in, and then Fife Council and other bodies actually can recognise that with award ceremonies and such like. So, but I love the way you say about, for yourself and for others, the intrinsic motivation is absolutely key.
What we have done, though, is I'll certainly have a look at the Saltire Award, but as I said, we've only been up and running for a year, and you know, a year passed in February, a year passed in March, so we're still developing and taking on ideas. But we don't run the garden, you know. What we do is we facilitate it. It's a facility for the village, and we make a big deal about listening and asking people's opinions, and if it is something, a direction that the village wants us to take it in, that's exactly what we'll do. But what we have done is we have been verified with the Children's University.
Oh, right. And we've had them on EduTalk, yeah.
Oh, have you?
Absolutely fascinating, yeah.
Well, the lady who set that up, Mary LaPenna, I've got her email and sent her off I zapped her off an email, and she came up and had a look round about. We had a speak, and she gave us our verification. So I took it back to the local school, who has signed up for it. And now Fife, it used to be that it was quite a charge for the schools to sign up to, but Fife Council has now offered it free. So the local school has signed up to that, and we're going to have the full razzmatazz come the new term. Yeah. So yes, the children will be able to come along. They will be able to get their passport, get verification for what they can get, and more details on that and all the W's. Children's University Scotland.
Yeah.
Now, I think it's .com, I'm not sure.
I think it is, yeah.
Is it .com?
But and, of course, the benefit with that is you're talking about younger children can be involved in that.
Though there is an older wing to it.
Yes,
because, but our local school, Bell Baxter and Madras College, they would need to sign up to it as well, which I think is something that's being considered. But the older children up to school leaving age can go for the volunteer passport, and that can go towards going a CV or work experience or whatever, and it is something that I'm hoping will develop. So
see, when you said about the local school in particular, how does it, without going into massive detail, but generally how does that work when you're with the curriculum for excellence and with planning, and how do you meet with the staff at the school, and how do you get that kind of authority or the go ahead to actually make parts of what you do here fundamental to the curriculum of the local school?
Well, I've got a mug in the staff room, so
you're there then.
I'm there then. The head teacher's really, really supportive, and we set up the eco coordinator up there. She has been super. As well. So I pop into the school. I'm on email contact with both of these ladies, and they've taken one of our work placement students, and who was also training to be a teacher as well through the local initial teacher training and education. So they put a sheet up in the staff room with all the dates for, basically it was the Wednesday afternoons, and say primary one was wanting to come on such and such a day. About a week beforehand, the teacher will email me, or if it's getting a wee bitty close, I'll email her, say, what do you want to do? And then that sets off a barrage of emails backwards and forwards. Yes, that'll work. Maybe it won't. What do you want? Do you want me to pop in? What about your resources? Because we facilitate it, we don't provide it. So I'll pop in. Either the teacher will pop the resources down here on the Tuesday night, or I'll go in and pick them up. I'll have it all set up. She says, the royal we. We will have it all set up. So when the children come in, they can go straight into the rotating groups. So that's how the planning is. I've also been invited up to talk with the PTA. I've also been invited, which I've done. I've also been invited up to talk to on in-service days as well. But I think it helps, you know, having a background in education anyway. So that's how that works. And it's really, really good.
And do the pupils take things off-site then, or take pictures of the activities in terms of like evidence for their levels and such?
Well, when the teacher comes along, she'll take photographs as well. We made sure that there was no problem with photographs and things being taken. With permission, we'll pop things on our website, which I hope your listeners will have a little look at, because there's more than I could ever talk about in your allocated time to me that we do. And also some of the pictures get printed out and they're in displays in the school. Mm-hmm. Now, the feedback that I get round about the village from parents is extremely supportive. Mm-hmm. And obviously when they walk along from the school, they're accompanied by parents and volunteers and, yeah, and what have you, uh-huh, as well. Uh-huh. But the link with the school is vital. But we also have a link with the local nursery school, okay, as well. Mm. And they have even been along into my garden to see my chickens and hatchings and local farmer's, uh-huh, wife hatches chickens and all sorts, uh-huh, of stuff. Uh-huh. So we can get all that kind of information. Mm. And it's always something that they can base further learning on,
yeah, yeah,
as well, which, yeah, is really important.
And you're saying about the old grey matter, and for myself, I'm just thinking there, what about, I know he's talking about very young children, but what about the likes of childminders and such, like, is that
Monday afternoon, 1:30?
Oh, right. That wasn't a stage question, by the way.
No, it wasn't a stage question, but I did have an answer for you. 1:30 on a Monday afternoon, mm-hmm, the local Childminders Association here, they come along. So we have this Cali Award in the Monday morning. We've got the Childminders in the afternoon. The Brownies come in every second Wednesday. We've got a link with the Scouts, whose hall is, yes, just along the road. But we have got... I'm going to just digress slightly and then come back to finish answering what you asked. We have made a big effort to go out into the community, and we have linked up with all, we've identified and linked up with all the organisations that's already happening in the village. So we have built up a partnership with them. Mm-hmm. Things like we gave an address to the local old folks club, and then from that we worked on, we had a silver picnic in the garden, a beautiful day, and we also paired that with the Brownies, and the Brownies came in and provided tea for the silver picnic. Yeah. So that worked well. The local Masons, the golf club, we've made a contact with everyone, yeah, out there. So and also we have a market stall that we set up on a Sunday afternoon along at the harbour. Mm-hmm. And anything that we've got that is that's ready for harvested, gets sold along there. And I was actually behind the counter on Sunday, and it was queued. It was absolutely queued. We didn't even come back with a leaf left. Uh-huh. It was absolutely super. And people were coming in from outside the village, mm-hmm, as well, from neighbouring villages, mm-hmm, to buy the produce. But we don't make profit. Everything just all gets, yeah, ploughed straight back in. Mm-hmm. But we've made it quite clear to the community, you don't even need to come along and garden. Come along, sit on our benches,
yeah,
and we'll put on the killie kettle and have a cup of tea. Yeah. So we've deliberately tried to keep it open, welcoming, and it seems to be working. Mm-hmm. So it's a really nice atmosphere.
Yeah, sure, obviously it's no coincidence that we've come along today, that there's plenty of activity and the young people are engaged with the science event. But I mean, just finally, Margaret, we spoke just before we started the broadcast, you know, that there are plans, and I'm sure that the plans are still very much under development, but what can you tell listeners about how the what you facilitate might develop or might get bigger in the future?
Oh, we've got so many plans. Some of them are feasible, some of them are not. A lot of it's funding is dependent, of course, because we have been very, very well supported by the Climate Challenge Fund. The returns are a tad onerous, but they're very, very interested in the carbon reduction, which we're happy with the Climate Challenge funding simply because it's very much along our own ethos, you know, anyway. And we actually have pictures on the front homepage of the Climate Challenge Fund. And This year we got a grant from the lottery as well, so that we have been able, through these two funders, and I thank them very much, along these two funders, to be able to employ local people. So we've got three local people on site part-time, and their expertise is phenomenal. One lady keeps the website up and running and current, and we're looking for bloggers, all you bloggers out there that's interested. And we also have a volunteer coordinator, and we all work together to be able to be able to do that. So where we want to, we'd like to go, as I said, funding dependent, but we would like to extend maybe our boundaries slightly. We would like, but we've grown very fast in a very short space of time. But before we start to do anything that is too ambitious, we need to consolidate and make sure what we're doing is sustainable. And we still would like to get a lot more of the senior citizens on board. But I was really, really, oh, my life was, you know, made wonderful because I've been invited to talk to the Women's Guild. Ooh. Now, if that one doesn't go well, I'll have to leave the village. But it was really, really nice of them to invite me along. So this one will be a bit of a knee trembler. So it's just great. All the generations have been really, really, really supportive. But we need to... we're working on a programme to pair up more able-bodied people with, say, older senior citizens, so that if they are not able to be able to come into the garden to buy tomatoes, buy this or whatever, to be able to get that out there. That's still something that we are working on, and we've had a tentative contact with meal makers in Glasgow and with one of the local community councillors here, and we have offered veg boxes for the cooks or the chefs. So we would like to see that being promoted, and we would most certainly be interested in seeing that developed, because we don't like to think of maybe a section of our society that can't come along for physical reasons. So that's where we're. I think we cater quite well for children. We cater quite well for the kind of older, younger teenagers. We're looking now to develop into the older age groups. So I don't know, but come back and talk to us again, and I'll let you know just exactly where we've gone.
I'll definitely take you up on that invitation. It's just as I said at the start, it's great to come to this particular part of Fife, and you're talking about the down in the shore and such. Like, I can't even visualise what this is like. I got as far as St Andrews, so
we'll need to have a look at the sea eagles, though. They're really interesting, because they're just over there. They're not all that far away.
I'll spend a wee bit of time this afternoon, and then I'll definitely take you up on the invitation to come back in the future and see how things are developing.
Well, as I said, we're a new project, and we didn't want a community garden to be just somebody wanting to grow carrots and show them and that type of thing. We wanted it embedded in the community, and that's what we're working towards. And for youngsters to get really into looking at the environment and appreciating what it takes, basically, to put your dinner on your plate. I think that's really, really important.
Well, congratulations on how it's gone so far, and you know, it's a phenomenal amount of effort's clearly gone into getting to where you're at, but exciting plans for the future as well. Margaret, thanks a lot for taking time out, because I could tell you've got plenty to do here, and I'll leave you to it, but we'll put the website address beside the media player on the website, so people will be able to click on that as they're listening
Fantastic.
To the audio.
Fantastic. And when you go on to the Children's University website, site. It's Tayport Garden as well.
Okay, so we'll add that. We'll
so you
add
can
that as
promote
well.
That as well. So that would be fantastic.
And as ever, well, I'm sure that it won't be too difficult with the Community Gardens Media presence online to get in touch with you direct. But as ever, to our listeners, if you get in touch by email or on Twitter, we'll be able to pass on any comments or questions to Margaret.
The best... if you wanted to contact us at the garden, the website, the link would be the volunteer link, and then Jenny will be able to get it to me direct. So that would be fine. But all suggestions gratefully received. So, but thank you for inviting us to come and talk to you. Much appreciated.